Hi, this is a discussion for patient Coletta Taylor, Coletta Taylor, Data Services 4-1-2025. Sorry, Data Services 10-23-2025. Date of birth is 11-10-1961. Date of accident is 2-17-2023. Patient returns today for her ongoing issues. She was last seen on 4-1-2025. After that, the patient suffered a right-sided stroke and was hospitalized for more than 4 weeks at Providence Hospital from June onward. And then she went to inpatient rehab for more than 4 weeks. And now she's undergoing home treatments and physical therapy as such. Her daughter is helping her at home. She went to emergency room Monday at Providence Hospital for severe sciatic nerve pain and lower back pain. She was provided with x-rays, ultrasound, steroid shots. And then again, she went to urgent care on Wednesday last week and at Henry Ford Hospital, who also provided her some injection medications. The patient has been suffering from various symptoms of pain that emanates from a original injury of 2-17-2023. The accident caused her severe pain in the neck area, lower back area. Lower back pain has been 10, neck pain has been 10. And then patient also has pain in the left shoulder, which is also 10. Patient has a difficult time lifting the arm on the left side beyond 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The headaches have been off and on 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 occupying the front of the head. The lower back pain is reported to be shooting down to the posterior part of the legs up to the knees, both sides in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Neck pain is reported to be radiating to the left arm currently, off and on, front and back as a glove-like fashion, but it stops at the wrist. Motor weakness is reported in the left arm as well as the both legs. She has fallen. She is crying in tears due to the pain. And apparently she has done Dr. most of her treatment with the acupuncture massage, which has not helped her. She has done extensive physical therapy that also has not helped her. Currently, her pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports no relief, 0% relief. Please review the records for ADL or system review for additional issues. For substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 177/105, pulse 114, pulse oxygen 100%. Her weight is 170. She is on Ozempic and she has been losing her weight rapidly. In the physical examination, please mention that the neck is, the musculature examination is unremarkable, but the neck examination reveals that the neck is stiff and there is no spine tenderness. Range of motions are limited to as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 25, and rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the neck, the Sperling sign and Lermit test was positive. Soto Hall test was negative. Distraction test was negative. And Hoffman sign was negative. There is no tenar prominence atrophy at all. And in the lumbar spine, in the thoracic spine, the Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the in the lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees bilaterally. CLR is positive. Budzinski-Kernig test is negative. Breger test is negative. CAM test was found positive bilaterally. And Breger and the Davinsky sign is negative. SI joints are found tender bilaterally with the positive Faber test, Constellan test, positive iliocompression test, positive standing flexion test. Positive distraction test. And you can also have the normal neurological examination, musculature examination normal, psychiatric examination normal. In the right arm, in the left arm, however, there is a motor weakness of 4x5, and so is in the right arm from the previous stroke that happened. The all the reflexes are found to be completely normal. Peripheral circulation is intact, and no other deficits are noticed. Diagnosis will remain the same as previous visit. There is no new injury, no new fall, there is no fever, and patient is following up with a neurologist for her stroke and her primary care physician. Plan of care is to provide the following. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times a week to affect the neck and the lower back, as well as the left shoulder and the SI joint. The patient already has a surgery to the L5 S1 area, and no new surgery is planned. Patient also do not want any surgery. And so laser treatment was discussed with the patient, and patient agreed. She is being referred to a laser treatment to a Divine Institute rehab and to Dr. Mustafa, for the neck and the lower back, shoulder pain, and then she remains off work, hospital replacement, transportation, and MRI of the lumbar spine that was ordered in April has not been done and is reordered. She is provided with the following medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. A level 50 milligram at night for 30 days, one pill at night for GAD disorder, sleep, Zoloft. 50 milligram at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, Percocet 7.5325 every 12 hours for 15 days are provided, 30 tablets. So far the patient is stable and she'll be seen in 15 days' time once the MRIs are done. Thank you. Our medical records are being requested from Providence Hospital. Thank you.